Prologue. 1. This is the story of a duel. It is a duel between two very unequal adversaries, an exceedingly powerful, formidable, and ruthless state, and an insignificant, unknown private individual. The duel does not take place in what is commonly known as the sphere of politics. The individual is by no means a politician, still less a conspirator or an enemy of the state. Throughout, he finds himself very much on the defensive. He only wishes to preserve what he considers his integrity, his private life, and his personal honour. These are under constant attack by the government of the country he lives in, and by the most brutal, but often also clumsy, means. With fearful menace, the state demands that the individual give up his friends, abandon his lovers, renounce his beliefs, and assume new, prescribed ones. He must use a new form of greeting, eat and drink in ways he does not fancy, employ his leisure in occupations he abhors, make himself available for activities he despises, and deny his past and his individuality. For all this, he must constantly express extreme enthusiasm and gratitude. The individual is opposed to all that, but he is ill prepared for the onslaught. He was not born a hero, still less a martyr. He is just an ordinary man with many weaknesses, having grown up in vulnerable times. He is nevertheless stubbornly antagonistic. So he enters into the duel, without enthusiasm, shrugging his shoulders, but with a quiet determination not to yield. He is, of course, much weaker than his opponent, but rather more agile. You will see him duck and weave, dodge his foe and dart back, evading crushing blows by a whisker. You will have to admit that, for someone who is neither a hero nor a martyr, he manages to put up a good fight. Finally, however, you will see him compelled to abandon the struggle, or, if you will, transfer it to another plane. The state is the German Reich, and I am the individual. Our fight may be interesting to watch, like any fight, indeed I hope it will be, but I am not recounting it just for entertainment. There is another purpose, closer to my heart. My private duel with the Third Reich is not an isolated encounter. Thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of such duels, in which an individual tries to defend his integrity and his personal honour against a formidably hostile state, have been fought in Germany during the last 6 years. Each is waged in total isolation and out of public view. Many of the duelists, greater heroes or martyrs by nature, have taken the fight further than I, as far as the concentration camp or the gallows, and may perhaps be honoured by a future monument. Others were defeated much earlier, and are now silent grumblers in the ranks of SA reservists or NSV Blockwarts, block wardens. One might well consider my case as typical. From it, you can easily judge the chances for mankind in Germany today. You will see that they are pretty slim. They need not have been quite so hopeless if the outside world had intervened. It is still in the world's interest, I believe, for these chances to be improved. It is too late to avoid a war, but it might shorten the war by a year or two. Those Germans of goodwill who are fighting to defend their private peace and their private liberty are fighting, without knowing it, for the peace and liberty of the whole world. Thus it still seems worthwhile to me to draw the attention of the world to the unknown events inside Germany. The book will tell a story, not preach a sermon, but it has a moral that, like that other and greater theme in Elgar's Enigma Variations, silently runs through and over the whole. I will not mind if, after reading the book, you forget all the adventures and incidents that I recount, but I would be pleased if you did not forget the underlying moral.